Jesus is the good shepherd. I know this because that's how he treated me. I've testified to this, and I believe it with all my heart. Jesus had quite a bit to say about being a shepherd and how we relate to him as sheep relate to the shepherd. Let's listen to what he says in John, the 10th chapter, the first verse. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And then go on down to verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You see, there are all kinds of people that want to give you advice. There are all kinds of people that want you to follow them and their teaching, buy their books, aggrandize their ministry. I'm not so sure about some of them. Some of them are very good. I think we have to evaluate each one. If they exalt Jesus Christ and stay close to the scriptures, then perhaps they're okay. I hope you just don't take everything I say without examining the scriptures and going to the scriptures that I quote and seeing their context and contemplating and praying about it. You see, we can trust Jesus. That's why if we want to know what God thinks, we ask Jesus. If we want to know what God wants us to do, we read the Sermon on the Mount and listen to the words of Jesus. If we want to know what God promises us, we listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you will have eternal life. Even though you die, yet shall you live. And we know the shepherd. It says here in verse 3, to him, the good shepherd, the porter opens. This was a fold of the sheep, and they had sheep mingled in there together, and they would for the night, and then the shepherd would come and bring them out in the day in order to take them out for grazing, and he would call out to them, and they would know his voice, and they would follow him. Somehow the sheep had learned the voice of the shepherd, and he just led them right on out. They won't follow anyone else. I'm not going to follow anyone else but Jesus, because I know his words are true, and he has saved my soul, and his grace is sufficient for me, and he is the good shepherd that came seeking me when I had wandered far off. I love him. I follow his voice. I don't follow another. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for Jesus, the good shepherd. He came looking for me. He knew I was hurting. He didn't condemn me. He just took me in and took me back. I'm so thankful that Jesus is the good shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. I will not follow another. I will follow you, Jesus, and no other. For I know your voice. It's sweet and wonderful, full of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.